The President's House. A first daughter shares the history and secrets of the world's most famous home. By Margaret Truman. In memory of my mother and father. Chapter 1. Magic and mystery in a unique place. The last time I was in Washington, D.C., I walked by the White House on the way to dinner at a nearby restaurant. Hidden floodlights made the historic building glow like a mansion in a vision or a dream. Suddenly I thought, I am not the woman who lived in that house more than 50 years ago. She is a completely different person. I barely know her. The words whispered in my mind like a voice from another world. I was remembering, or trying to remember, what it meant to be the daughter of the President of the United States, living in that shining, shimmering house. The one inescapable thing I recalled was the difference. I've lived in several houses and apartments, and spent some time in splendid establishments, including a few royal palaces. But not one of them, or all of them together, can compare to the feeling I recalled from my White House days. That was when I resolved to write this book about one of the most mysterious, terrifying, exalting, dangerous, fascinating houses in the world. It is a house that has changed people in amazing, unexpected ways. It is a house that has broken hearts and minds. It is a house that has made some people weep when they walked out the door for the last time, and others feel like escapees from a maximum security prison. Some marriages have been saved within those pristine white walls. Others have been irrevocably ruined. Children have played marvelously clever games inside and outside this unique piece of architecture. Other children have twisted and turned in their death throes while they're weeping.